Today on the Trendy 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line by Ron Orr, the Minister of Culture for the province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I always love the North Country. I take my holidays going north rather than south, usually.
Mm-hmm. We're certainly like hearing things like that. Another things we like hearing about is this program the province started, I believe, today about matching donations for sports and recreation programs. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's all happening there?
Yeah, for sure. Let me give you a bit of background. The reason we're doing this is because, you know, everybody being through COVID the last couple of years, we've seen a huge decline amongst people participating in sport and recreation. And quite honestly, for their physical and mental health, it's important that they do. But we've also seen for the organizations that lead and make these things happen for sports, we've seen loss of volunteer staff. We've seen their budgets decline because they can't fundraise. Some of them just barely struggling to stay alive. So this is about recovery, helping them to recover, helping the health of Albertans physically and emotionally to recover. So we're contributing a budget of $350,000 to this matching program. And maybe I should just back up too and say that for about three decades, we have had a donation fund program, but it has not been a matching program. So what's new here is that we're going to match the donation program now. Before, nonprofits could seek donations, and even though they didn't have a charitable number to give tax receipts, by going through the donation fund program with the government, they could offer official tax receipts for donations. And now we're going to match that with them. So there are a couple of just little conditions. First of all, any individual or business can donate up to a maximum of $1,000 toward this program. And any nonprofit sport or physical activity recreation organization can receive from the government a matching amount of up to $10,000 for any one particular organization. So that's the program in a nutshell. It opens today, as you said, April 1st. It closes August 31st of this year. It's intended to be a one-time sort of assistance to help organizations and individuals through recovery period.
And you mentioned now, you know, some of the challenges that a lot of you know, different sporting organizations have gone through. You know, I myself, I'm involved with the Junior B hockey team here in Peace River, and know that, you know, they had troubles, you know, getting volunteers for all their games. You know, their volunteer base went down because of COVID, and getting people in the seats was kind of hard to, you know, with the different restrictions on that, and, you know, so the, you know, money's a little tighter for a lot of different groups around the province. How will this sort of matching donation system, how will this will help in getting a lot of these organizations to help sort of kind of run better than they've been running over the last couple of years because of COVID?
Well, we're hoping, first of all, that it'll help them recover their balance sheet so that they can initiate the kinds of programs that they would like to be able to do, because, I mean, most sport things, you'll be fully aware with hockey, it costs money to rent arenas, it costs money, you know, to advertise and sometimes for appropriate staffing, that kind of thing. So we're hoping that they'll be able to do some of the promotional work that they need to do as well. And quite honestly, that it'll create an increased awareness out there amongst folks that it's time to get back involved and time to do things that are fun and exciting and good for our mental and physical health. Get things back up and going again. Recovery is what it's all about.
And you kind of touched on it a little bit there, you know, with a lot of these, you know, different young athletes around the province, whether it's, you know, hockey or football or basketball, figure skating, lacrosse, whatever sports they're involved in, you know, have had, you know, sort of limited opportunities for that because of different restrictions and whatnot, you know, with helping these, you know, different organizations with this, with the money and this matching donations, how will this help in getting, you know, a lot of these athletes we have of this province, you know, and getting more physical activity to, you know, sort of help them both physically and mentally?
For sure. So you're right. There has been a decline in opportunities, partly because of restrictions, partly because of lack of volunteers, as you point out. Hopefully this will incentivize many organizations to actually offer either new programs or restart programs that had closed down. And if those opportunities are there, then we think that young people especially will jump on board and want to get out and want to get involved again.
And as we mentioned earlier, the matching donation system that does start today. How exactly can people go about in making donations through this system the province has?
Yeah, we're hoping to make it really simple. There's an online portal. You can find that at alberta.ca/donationfundprogrammatching campaign at ASPX. So basically, just Google on the online on alberta.ca. Look for the online portal, and you can do it right through that.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the Trending 55 Thoughts, we always like to throw in a little personal question, too, there, kind of show, hey, these politicians are people to you, too. So when it comes to you, when you're not busy as the culture minister or as the MLA for your writing of Lacombe Pinoca, what are some things that you're, I guess, kind of doing in your free time?
Well, that's a really good question, especially since I'm speaking to River Country Radio, I think you call yourself. my greatest passion, or one of my great passions in life, is canoeing. I've canoed literally thousands of kilometers. Love to do long distance trips in the canoeing. I could read you a whole list of rivers, but I will say that one of my bucket list pieces still is the Peace River. I haven't done a lot of that yet. I've done the upper Peace, which is actually called the Parsnip on the west side or east side, actually thinking about doing the Peace River here one of these years pretty soon too.
We'd certainly like to have you up here for that. Anyhow, Alberta Culture Minister Ron Orr, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and have a good day, all your listeners in the Peace River country there.